In your words, tell me about the SNAP challenge.
So the SNAP challenge is really about raising awareness of hunger in the community, really showing people on a day-to-day basis what our clients go through, always having to worry about where the next meal is going to come from, really making people aware of food insecurity in our community.
With your experience, it sounds like you talked about you're doing it this year, and have you done it in the past too, or just this year?
I haven't done it in the past. We have a number of people who are participating again, and they're really trying to make their money stretch further this year.
All right. So what are the tips that go on around the office for everyone?
Really, peanut butter is always a staple. I think almost everyone has peanut butter bread for breakfast. Cheap tortillas are another key that really gets people a lot further.
Uh-huh. The good stretchers there, yeah. So you guys do this, you know, once a year, but for how many of your clients is this kind of reality?
On Pima County, there are 172,000 individuals that receive SNAP benefits. That comes out to about 17% of the total population in this county. About half of our recipients of SNAP are actually children. 87% of all of the benefits go to households with children, an elderly person, or disabled person.
When you guys have folks coming in here, what are the hot commodities? What are the things that people, when they see them on the shelves or see them in their basket, it's just like, yes, I have this.
It's really those bonus items that we receive through the TFAP program. Our produce that we get from Nogales. Last year, we were able to distribute 8 million pounds of produce from our Nogales bank. And also those bonus products, chicken, sausages, things like that.
Have you had anybody talk around the office about what's been the big kind of reality check from this, or even for you, what's been the biggest kind of reality check?
For me, it's been just that constantly having to plan ahead, having to think about what my next meal is going to be, having to limit myself, and just have that constant conscious effort to think about where my next meal is going to be coming from.
I know, personally for me, it has kind of been a little more of a struggle. Normally food's a very happy kind of thing. I worked in kitchens. I'm a really good cook, and I'm a absolute food geek. I'm the person pulling out their phone to take pictures at restaurants, but it's kind of become a weight. Is that something that you get that you hear a lot?
Yeah, that's the reality that our clients go through every day, is really just that feeling of, like you said, feeling limited, and food is not a happy thing. It's not something that you celebrate. It's something that you have to see as a burden every day.
And so what tips for anyone who, you know, either during this week or who has to live like this, live on this amount, what are the things, you know, you guys have someone new coming in. What are the things that you tell them?
Really just like we said, planning ahead, buying in bulk, you know, really, and trying to connect them with other resources. Down in our Gabby Giffords Family Resource Center, we help tie them into other community resources as well.
Mm-hmm. What's been the overall kind of vibe, I guess? I mean, have the amount of people been going up lately, been slowly trickling back down? What's been going on with your numbers of visitors?
We hand out food boxes. They're non-perishable food, and they're basic food boxes. A family can get one a month. They're not made to last a long time, but they're made to get over a hump. Those demand or ask for help on those food boxes continue to increase. We're averaging about 32,000 food boxes a month now. And years ago, we were, you know, much, much less than that. Last year, we distributed 27 million pounds of food out of here. So that trend, as Heath has said, with the economy has been people keep coming in. More people are still coming in. We've not seen a slack off on people requesting help.
Yeah. All right. Great.
And I didn't mean to jump in.
Oh, no, it's fine. Yeah, it's fine. You do the press releases, so you're the guy who has to know these numbers.
Yeah,
so.
Sort of. That's right. Yeah, that's right. So, but yeah, this area down in southeastern Arizona, down in rural areas, are really hard hit, and including our community. But so we've not, you know, people ask us, what do you see the future? And we don't see anything letting up on this front until people start going back to work, and that's been a slow process.